This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We continue in the Sefer Shaina Halachos. We are learning Simin Beis, and we are up to Ois Chaf. Last week we learned how to tie your shoes, and we learned many ramifications. If you're a righty, you're a lefty, a woman, Velcro. We learned that when you bathe, you wash your right hand, right side first, you wash your head first. Ois Chaf, Asur Leilech B'Kaima Zekufa. It is usher to walk completely in an erect posture, like with your head, you know, up in the air, pompous, like, you know, the old bankers with the cigar, you know? It's usher to walk in that kind of posture. V'afilu pachas midan amis, even less than 4 cubits. V'afilu oimei b'mekom, even if you don't walk at all. So just to stand there with that, you know, pompous look, like, you know, it's my world, don't mess with me. That is an Isser, even if you're not walking at all. Obviously, it's because it's Gaiva. Now, it's interesting. Is Gaiva a lav in the Torah? Is there a lav? In other words, it's a bad midah, but is it a lav in the Torah? The Chafetz Chaim quotes the Smag. That the Smag, when he was formulating his 613 mitzvahs, he forgot to count the lav of Yishomer Lecha Pentishgach Es Hashem. And they showed him in a dream in Hashemayim, and he forgot a mitzvah. And he had to change one of the mitzvahs, take one out, and put in the lav, be careful not to forget it. V'ram levavecha v'shachachtas Hashem. So there actually, gaiva is a lav. However, it's a lav she'ein by maisa. But if you're going to do a maisa, you know, you're going to stand like that, now it becomes not only a lav, it's a lav she'ish by maisa. Okay. Ois chaf aleph. Asur leilech afilu pachas midal ramos begilei harosh. It is prohibited to walk even less than 4 cubits with your head uncovered. You wake up middle of the night, and what, you know, why do people wake up in the middle of the night? They want to go learn. So, why else? I'm joking. So they go up, you wake up in the middle of the night. Now, you have to go to the restroom. Could you just walk, or do you have to put on a yarmulke? It is prohibited to walk 4 cubits with your head uncovered. What do you mean? The house has a roof. V'afilu v'bayis she'ein bo tikra. Even if the house has a roof. Is this just a good practice, a nice practice? It's the Isser Gomer Humidina. It's halachic prohibition. V'afilu yoyshe v'beisa. Even if you're sitting in your house, could you sit in your house with your head uncovered? No, you're not allowed to. Should you wear a yarmulke when you go to sleep? V'umidas chasidus afil v'es hashirin. You're not required to wear a yarmulke when you sleep. It's saintly practice. There are other more important things to worry about, but it's saintly practice. It's saintly practice. Reb Chaim Kievsky says, let's say you're walking by somebody and his yarmulke fell off onto the floor and he's sleeping. You should pick it up and put it back on his head. But you're not required to wear a yarmulke when you sleep. But you are required not to walk less than 4 cubits with your head uncovered. Here. Now, the Reb Chaim is saying it's an Isser Medina. This is very interesting. Really? Where does it say in the Torah you have to cover your head? Where does it say that? It's a pasuk in the Chumash? Does it say in the Gemara you're not to walk 4 cubits with your head uncovered?
Isn't there a number so far on top of it? Is
it? Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, even to walk 4 cubits, some say it's not Asur Medina. The Marshal says it's not Asur Medina. Reb Chaim says it's Asur Medina. Where did Reb Chaim get it from? The Taz. What is the Taza Svara? The Taza Svara is that Goyim, when they go to an important place, they're makbid to uncover their head, right? You go to the baseball game?
I hope this came out.
You go to a baseball game, by the national anthem, right? They take off their, oh, so Goyim, out of respect, they davka uncover their head. So therefore, Bizman Hazeh, it's an Isser Gamor not to have your head covered. That's where it comes from. Yeah, but what if I live in Sephardic land? It's only Western culture they uncover their head. In Eastern culture, they don't uncover their head. That's why many Sephardim, even observant Sephardim, they don't wear a yarmulke. They're not required to. They're not any less observant than you are. It doesn't say anywhere you have to have your head covered. It's a result of the culture that Ashkenazim grew up in. Okay, so they don't look down on a Sephardi. You say he walks in the shoe without a yarmulke. He's not, his halacha doesn't require him to. Now it's different in shul. In shul, you're saying Hashem's name, but if you're just to walk around. Now, according for the way Reb Chaim is quoting the halacha, he's quoting the Taz. The Taz is based on the idea of Bechukoseim Lo Yisei Lecho. So let's see this further. Okay.
Modern culture now in America is that they don't wear hats anymore or cover their heads as often.
No, again, we're talking about that. And if they're, let's say, in a courtroom or in a place of, they specifically, it's a sign of respect to uncover your head. In places of official capacity, they still do it by you know, the national anthem, they uncover their head. It's minug of goyim. You're not a good guy.
How many of them are covering their heads nowadays? It used to be in the
40s. No, I'm saying, you know, they take off their, you know, they're wearing a baseball cap, they're wearing a Yankee cap. Most guys, they go to get, they're wearing the hat, they uncover it.
Would it affect Sephardim now? Because they moved to the country where...
Yankee fans, Sephardim who are Yankee fans?
No. Because going out to uncover, so if you like in Persia, like, no problem. But here... Because
in America?
In America, yeah. Because that is a custom.
So it's a good question. Lamaisa, their poiskim for hundreds of years already didn't require it. So is it going to change now? Not sure. Okay, so this is important to know. The Reb Chaim is quoting the Mishnah Berurah, who's quoting the Taz, that it's an Isser Gamor even to sit in your house without a yarmulke on. Chaf Beis, Leilech Dalet Amos Begilah Rosh Tachas Avir Shamayim Loi Mahani Kiseh Hayad. I don't have a yarmulke. Can I walk with my hand on my head? To walk outdoors with your hand on your head doesn't help. Afel Kishoimi B'makoyim Loi Mahani Kiseh Hayad. But to sit in your chair, then it helps. Okay? Chav Gimel. Kol shekein she'asur levarech. It is certainly forbidden to make a bracha. Oy lilmoy begilay harosh. Or to learn with your head uncovered. V'loy mahani bazeh kisei hayad. And a hand may only help indoors just to sit. But a hand will never help to say Hashem's name. Now what if it's the middle of the night and I need a drink and I don't know where my yarmulke is? It fell between the sideboard. You know, between the back of your bed and the wall, there's this bottomless pit that if something goes there, you'll never find it. You know, like there's certain things that in the basement, where you're, the socks. Why is it, right? Socks, they disappear. Where do they go? Somebody comes into the house and they take the socks? No. There's a special, in the washing machine, there's a hole. And in that hole, the socks go, and they go into a bar, she'ena, and you'll never see it again. There's no way to get, nobody ever came back. It's like crossing the Sambat Yon. Well, Kairach is in the hole with the socks. So there's also a hole behind the bed where the yarmulkes fall. Right? Where do they go? Nobody knows. But and you don't have a yarmulke all the night, some are lenient b'shas hadchak at night, you want a drink and you don't have a yarmulke, you could cover it with your hand. However, the best thing is, what you do is you extend the sleeve of your shirt like that, and this is good. You extend the sleeve on your hand, you cover your head. When is it again? You put on the tefillin shel rosh. So you have to take off the yarmulke. You put on the, you're making a bracha, you can't make a bracha. You have to make sure your head is covered when you make the bracha. Shelo yivarech habracha b'rosh magula. Now we're going to learn. Does the yarmulke have to be a certain size? Remember in elementary school, the principal, he had a ruler. He used to come around and measure the yarmulke. No?
Yeah.
You didn't go to the right schools. What? Does a yarmulke... Now, what about kids? A kid who's 3 years old. He's not making brachos. He's not the age of chinuch. Anybody knows? What's the age of chinuch? 6 or 7. Now, this is not the subject for now. Don't ask me about this. Why they teach kids to make brachos when they're 5 years old. It's not the age of chinuch. So basically, you're training people. We're now training you to be mindless when you say for when you're going to be saying brachos for the rest of your life, because we're going to train you before you're the age of chinuch. I don't know, but that's, you know, leave that to people bigger than me. But the kid is very young. He's not davening yet. He's not doing mitzvahs yet. It's proper to train them to wear a yarmulke. Why? Shemevi lidei yerashamayim. It brings to fear of God. Raise your hand if you have lice in your head. I'm just joking, but if you have lice in on your hair, hamafala roishe mutter begilei harosh. You'll have to uncover your head to take out the lice. Do you have to wear a yarmulke in the swimming pool? Waterproof speedo yarmulkes. No, you don't have to wear a yarmulke. How about when you take a shower? You don't have to wear a yarmulke in the shower. What if you have a toupee? Do you have to wear a yarmulke on top of the toupee?
Well, I thought you're not allowed to wear.
Why not?
Because it's like a ladies'
thing. Ladies' thing? You're not allowed to wear a sheitel. If you had like a... if you had here down to your waist, you know, with a sign on it, you know, where you got it from. What's the name of a sheitel company? A Miri, you know, that would be, you can't do it. But a Faruk Misarais af oisin shatoifrim bebegin. Well, what if the toupee has a lining? You still should wear a yarmulke because of Marasa Ayin. But for Yesh Makilin, some are lenient. Now, I would assume most people wear a toupee are going to want to wear a yarmulke. Because most people wear a toupee, they don't want anybody knowing they're wearing a toupee. So for them, it's maris ha'ayin the other way. Not to, if they don't wear a yarmulke, it's maris ha'ayin that they're wearing a toupee. Fine. So now here's the shaila. Number one, how big does the yarmulke have to be? Does it have to be a certain size? So you have your dirshu sheet over here. And then we're going to talk about, I'm an attorney, and I have to go to the courtroom. I'm a doctor, and I'm working in a hospital. And if I wear a yarmulke, they're not going to hire me. Am I required to insist on wearing a yarmulke at the cost of my job? According to the way Reb Chaim is saying it, wearing a yarmulke is an iser medina. And now we know, a very important thing. How much money does a person have to give up to keep a mitzvah?
20%.
So if it's a mitzvah, asay, a positive commandment, you have to give up 20%. If it's a lav, you have to give up all your money. What about a lav midrabanan? You have to give up all your money. Let's say somebody in the middle of Chazar Sashat says, pal, I'm going to take away all your money unless you talk to me right now. You have to give up all your money. It's a lot. It's an isser. It's an isser. You have to give up all your money even not to violate an isser drabanan. But what about a mitzvah saseh? You only have to give up 20%. But the Taz is saying not wearing a yarmulke is a lav of b'chukoseyam loyseylechu. But we're going to see it's not so pashut. It's not as serious as the Mishnah Berurah is citing it. We're going to see why. Let's talk about the size of the yarmulke. What's the halacha? I want to say Hashem's name. Again, we saw it's better not to put your hand on your head. I want to get my friend to put my hand on my head. So in other words, middle of the night, I'm very thirsty. So I say, honey, wake up! What? Put your hand on my head. She said, put your hand on your own head. No, the Mishnah Berurah says it's better if someone else puts it. So put a sock on your head. No, my socks fell into the pit. I can't find them. So could somebody put their hand on your head? So Allah says, yes. Now, relative to the size of your head, what would you say someone else's hand is? More than Roiv or less than Roiv? It's less than Roiv. So Rav Moshe says, from here, we see that a yarmulke does not have to have a shear. You want to have a Pepsi Cola yarmulke, you know, as they call it? You want to have a bottle cap yarmulke? The guy, you look at the guy, you don't even know where the yarmulke, it's hidden underneath. Rav Moshe says, from here we see that there's no shear for a yarmulke. It could be as small as you want. You like that? You don't like it. Why? You mean you have to do, so I would agree with Rav Nachum. If a guy who has a toupee has to wear a yarmulke because it's Maris Ayin, then a guy without a toupee, he has to have a yarmulke big enough that you could see it. So let's say it's bright yellow. So you could see it, just very, so let's say it's small. So the Rav Moshe says, from here we see a yarmulke does not have to have a shear. However, Rav Shlomo Kluger says like this, that there's a difference between if your head is completely uncovered, you're now to walk less than 4 cubits. And for that, even a Pepsi Cola yarmulke would help. But now, you want to walk more than 4 cubits? You have to wear a yarmulke that covers the majority of your head. Do people do that? Now, next time you see a big rabbi and he has, you know, so why is he wearing a soup bowl on his head? That's the sheet of Rav Shlomo Kluger. Yarmulke should cover the majority of your head. The Chazon Ish also says that the yarmulke not only should cover the majority of your head, it should cover the majority of the hairs on your head. Now, what if a person doesn't have hair? Then the yarmulke could be smaller. But I would assume it means the majority of the circumference of where hair could grow. Bottom line is, most people are samech on Rav Moshe that a yarmulke does not have to have a shear. Yeah, I mean, Chazon Ish is a very big chumrah. Because, you know, we try to wear a yarmulke that's noticeable, but most people are not wearing a yarmulke that covers the majority of their head. I don't even think Hasidim are makbid to wear a yarmulke. Even Gera Hasidim, they wear, it has goiva, but I don't think it's covering them. No, some of them, it depends. But that's the shita. So it's based on Rav Moshe Shita that a yarmulke does not have to cover a certain amount. What if someone is being moitzi me in a bracha? Can I be bareheaded? So this depends on a very important chakira. How does Shemea Koina work? Is it when someone else says a bracha, I get credit? So if I get credit, I don't have to wear a yarmulke. Or is it when someone else says a bracha, it's like I'm saying it, I can't have my hair uncovered. Now another nafkamina would be, comes Havdalah, and the listener has to go to the bathroom. But the one saying Havdalah doesn't have to go to the bathroom. Can you be Yoytze Havdalah if you have the urge? So we say, not really, you shouldn't, because it's like you're saying it yourself. Okay, what if you davened and someone taps you on the back? The pal, your yarmulke, it's on the floor. You davened the whole davening with the yarmulke on the floor. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says you don't have to go back. Rav Moshe writes, you have to daven again. Why? Because goyim in their churches are makbid, davka barosh magula, even today. And therefore, davening Barosh Magula is a toyeva. Now, I want to just point out something about the Chazon Ish Shita and Rav Moshe Shita and Rav Shlomo Kluger. They hold that the yarmulke should cover the majority of your head. Most people don't do that. They rely on Rav Moshe. But, you know, there's a question. Should you cover your head in a talis?
The Mishnah Berurah brings you should have your head covered from the beginning of davening until the end for a Yiras Shamayim. In my yeshiva, they dafka were not makbid on that, only during Berchas Krishma and Shemana Esrei, maybe Tachna. There are different opinions. Just be aware, this is an additional reason to have your head covered, at least for Shemana Esrei, because not only is it like a pious practice, you know, but at least your Yotze, the Shita, the Chazon Ish, and Rav Shlomo Kluger, at least for Shemana Esrei, to have the majority of your head covered. So it's like another incentive to have your head covered with the talis. Or even, let's say, you're making Havdalah or a Kiddush. You know, you come home. Let's say you wear a hat, you don't wear a hat. Are you doing anything extra by wearing a hat? Yeah, your Yotze, the opinions that the majority of your head should be covered. So it's something, you know? Okay. Now,
you wear a talis over your head, you don't wear a work.
Now that's another thing. Is there any of the double covering? The double covering. I'm not going to get into that today. Do you have to wear a...
You would have, I'm saying, is it considered a yarmulke if you're wearing a...
The Litvisher Rosh Hashiva, by the way, they put on their hat and they take off the yarmulke. Chassidim are makbid dafka to have the yarmulke underneath, you know. You want to know about the yarmulke under the talis? That would depend on this double covering thing.
Where the part of the talis that's covered is an extra kind of...
Oh, you mean there's like an atara? Yeah, there is an atara. Every talis has an atara.
Right.
So you want to know, is that a double covering?
It's an extra stitching of material.
It's silk, a silk thing. Or some people have the atara. You know, the... What? The yarmulke itself is two layers. Right?
Is there a material that's preferred for a yarmulke?
No.
A plastic yarmulke?
You're going to put a plate on your head? Yeah. It doesn't stay on that way.
I have a plate. You know?
Yeah, that's fine.
More of the question was, is it that it has to be in like the shape and look of the yarmulke, or is a talis considered, meaning like, what about a turban?
It's still the same. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Helmet that has holes in it. You know what I mean? That vents. Do you have to wear a yarmulke under that?
No.
Because it's not completely. I mean, you have a helmet.
It covers. I mean, the vents are. I think it's roiv, not vents, right? It's majority clothes. You don't have to wear a yarmulke under a helmet. No. You don't have to wear a yarmulke. Yeah. So let's talk about one more inyan, and that is whether somebody wants to get a job, and the boss says you get this job, but you can't wear a yarmulke. You know, in the courtroom, back in the day, doctors. You know, I think back in the days, most Orthodox doctors, I don't think, wore a yarmulke in the office. The majority of Orthodox doctors 20, 30 years ago. Nowadays everything goes. I mean, nowadays you can come in, the doctor has like a nose ring coming out of his nose with five other signs hanging down, you know?
The Muslim doctors are wearing complete hijabs.
Yeah. Anyway, this is talking about along the Rav Moshe has many tshuvas on this. Let's just get what Rav Moshe says. Let's look at over here. This actually comes from a shir we once gave on Parshas Pinchas about the subject of a yarmulke. Rav Moshe in number 20, Gros Moshe Chelek Archaim Dalet Simon Beis, in Mutter Lelech Begila Rosh Letzarch Panasasai. Are you allowed to go bareheaded for your work? Let's look at number 21. It's a little bit shorter. Uvidvare Mutter Lekabel Avoid B'mang Shetzarch Lelechas Begila Rosh. Are you allowed to take a job in a situation where you have to go bareheaded? Pashut shemutter de'enoy mechoyev lahavsin mamoin b'shvilzeh. Says the Moshe, yes, it's obvious, it's permitted. You're not obligated to lose money for wearing a yarmulke. De'ai, Reb Chaim quotes a Mishnah Berurah who says, Aser Medina, Reb Moshe says, Eino yisr mamish. Af midrabanan. It's a minog toiv. It's not better than an aseh. For an aseh, you don't have to give up more than 20% of your money. So a job is worth more than 20% of your money. You hear the klal? A job, even if somebody is has $1 million in the bank and he makes $100,000 a year, so the job is really only 10%. No, but a job, which is your livelihood and is going to be earning your livelihood for many, many years, is valued at more than 20% of your money. You don't have to give up your job to wear a yarmulke. It's only considered a good minhag. Refraining from taking a job, which is your ikar parnasa, is a big loss. The taz that we quoted says it's asr midina. And if so, it's like a lav sheyesh lesa afil mag have some mamain. Number one, not everybody agrees with the taz. The Mishnah Berurah brought an opinion that some say it's not usher to go midina, which is the Magen Avraham's opinion. And number two, the taz depends on where you live. Says the Rav Moshe, umemdina zu in America, ein ze mishum choyk akum derubam einam zehirim b'chukeyem. Like Rav Nissim said, you can't call it a goyish law. Most goyim are not makbid. Go around the stadium. Every goy takes off his hat. Every goy is makbid. No. It's a very interesting. Rav Moshe Lemaisa is lenient. Here, look at a moment in the tshuva before the paragraph that begins Hanira. Rav Moshe says Hanira Lanias Daita Demutter Dhaladina Begamaro Leroy Vashitois Giloy Roish. Even to go in the shuk is only Midas Chasidus, but it's a Midas Chasidus that everyone has to abide by. Even to say Hashem's name with your head uncovered, the Truma Sadeshin says he doesn't know that it's such an explicit isser. Now, even though all of Klal Yisrael is noyig to be makbid, and therefore has a din of minog Yisrael, and it's not any better than an aseh, therefore, Rav Moshe says. But he says, in a few lines down, he says, "Uvifrat b'medina senu b'zman hazeh." Sheborur sheloy mitzad chukei emoisim zeh el mishum dechei nakel hoyoyse. You know why goyim don't wear hats in public places? It's just easier. Ukid chazino sheshomish medina zu hoylech bekoyve b'shuk disher mitarnami in hochem bekoyve el beyamaka daka va'af bechorv shekar b'chutz lech b'loy kove tegev shemon lebayis choltsin hakom malbishin yamaka. Nowadays, says Rav Moshe, the reason why people don't wear hats is because it's just easier not to get a hat. So the bottom line is, Rav Moshe says, if your job requires that you don't wear a yarmulke, you're not required to wear a yarmulke on your job.
What is that? Is it that if job requires you not to wear a hat, you're allowed to do? Or by wearing yarmulke, you're showing that you're a Jew and you might not do the job? Is it the same reasons?
It doesn't really matter.
Or it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter. However, he said, Rav Moshe says, "Vadei rak b'makom avedasai," only in the office, because they're makbid. But if I wear a yarmulke when I get into the elevator, I'm not going to lose my job. But they're going to laugh at me. They're going to think I'm an ancient Hebrew with horns under my yarmulke. I've been asked many times, "What do you have under there?" Right? No, that's not a reason. If they're going to mock you, that's not a reason not to wear a yarmulke. The koshikin kishayetse lashuk, yeah, asur. Certainly, when you go out to the marketplace, it is asur to be without a yarmulke, even if they'll laugh at you, as long as you won't lose your job. Rav Moshe adds, by the way, are you allowed to shave during the 3 weeks for your job? So again, he makes the same split. He says, if it's going to affect your job, you're not going to be able to, you're going to lose your job, you're allowed to shave. But if they're just going to mock you, why do you have a beard? You're not allowed to. That's Rav Moshe's gedar. I mean, you can't, oh, I work, so I have to shave to look good. Why do you have to look good? If you have to look good because otherwise you're going to lose your job, then you're allowed to. If you have to look good because they're going to laugh at you, it's a big inyan for people to laugh at you. It's the biggest zechus you could have in this world is to do the right thing and people laugh at you. Rabbi say, have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.